in Simon Shin Samaches. Okay. So, in the case that they made the Erev, and then something happened to the Erev. Erevu. Rahakach Niskalkal Erev. Okay. So this is before Shabbos started. Something happened to the Erev. If it happened on Shabbos, so if beginning, since the beginning of Shabbos it was intact, that's sufficient. You don't need it to be intact the whole Shabbos. But it became affected before Shabbos. So now one of them wants Lachal Sakta, but in Barla Arab Min Harishan, Afilokola, if he's going to replace it with the same type of things which was there beforehand, so they had wheat bread, so he wants to replace it with wheat bread. So even though there's nothing left from the original one, Ein Tzarich Hodia, he does not need to inform other members of the Chatzar that what he's doing, and he's allowed to take theirs and do it, even because we know they want it. Horaya, they contributed the first time. Okay. Okay. So if he wants to replace it with a different type, so now he wants to give pasarim instead of, let's say, paschitim. You call her region circle dealahem, ma'ar mishalahem. Bimishalayan circle diem klal. So if he's replacing it with his own, so that's fine. If he's replacing it, he's taking from them, and it's not the original Erev is no longer there, and it's a new min, he has to ask. Okay, so what's the difference? If it's a question of just adding on the amount you need to complete this year, since the original thing is still there, we have a little that they want that, even though it ends up being a different min. But to start over again from a different min, that we're not sure, with that we need to get their agreement to. We're talking about a case where they made it. Okay, so it's the first Shabbos that's taking effect, but it's still prior to Shabbos. For this Shabbos, there's nothing to deal with, nothing to talk about. I will run next Shabbos. So we're going to see that there's a sheet that says that if you're making an error for multiple Shabbos and it's complete and intact on the first Shabbos and it's nismayet before the second Shabbos, but not legamri, and some of it still remains, so that is that you don't have to do anything. So what's the case? The case would have to be that if it's called a gamri, you have to make a new one. So that case, at a chanam, you would have to talk about what can you do to make the new one. But in a case where some of it remains, there's nothing to do. And therefore, Mazad the Karma Sivasiv im Lohay Kologamri. We said, depending if it's a new min, depends if there's Kologamri or not Kologamri, what you're supposed to do. If it's not Kologamri, you don't have to do anything at all in a case where you're talking about Shabbos Shniyah. Alavadi Kisavnu, the next Kalko Karim Shaykh Shabbos Rishonah. Shabbos Rishonah. So it was before even one Shabbos is taken effect, and it was Niskalko before Shabbos. Okay. In circle of deal, the Sholem im Yirtz Ratzel, he doesn't have to ask them if they want it. We can assume they made the Erev already, and they made it with this min, so that's what they want. So we have no reason to believe that changed. Therefore, he does not need to ask them. If, however, he wants to do Menachem Gern Shalim Mitzchilim Paskidim, and Asher writes a letter Mipasar, he wants to change the food that he's using, the pas that he's using for the Erev to a different type of bread. So if he's doing it, I'm doing it out of the order of the Shulchan Aruch. If he's doing it from his own, there's nothing to talk about. If he's doing it from them, so if it was it was called a gamri, he started with the Elohim. The Shalom, he has to ask them. So it's not just the Halashan of being Medea, but he has to ask. The Kim of the Karkola Minarishan, Havala Kimar Mitchila, says like he's starting an Arab Mitchila, which he has no right to take their items without their agreement. Kasamar Mordechai, the Nafka Bayis, Absol the Shechat Service, so he did it behind Nichele. This whole issue of asking, they have to be agreeable, but maybe he wants to switch now to a different chotzer, because he's open into two chotzeres, and he has two potential options of where to be married, but he has no other option. It's only beneficial. So in that situation, he does not need to ask, especially if he's contributed already once. See, he's agreed to be part of this chotzer. Haraya, he contributed the first time. So you're not worried about him wanting to be with the other chotzer. Hey, Elamai wants his food. This person is contributing for everybody. So why should he be disagreeable? We can assume he's agreeable and you can be maharev.
Why should who be disagreeable?
Why should the other members of the chatzar not want the Erev? One member is providing it, all of the food, so not costing them anything, other people. And they already agreed to be part of it, even though the Mishmurus is the case where they were opening to multiple chatzars, they agreed to join this one chatzar already, in the first Erev. So now that the first Erev is Nizkalkal, you can go on the second Erev based on the assumption that they want to be here. It's not cost them anything. So of course, it's a school, so he does not need to ask them. But in case there was, it was Nismayetz, even it'll take from them, he could be, he doesn't have to ask. Mishir, El Mishmai, Mishir, Mephor, Shakamam, Sef Gimel, Meir, Shin, Nismai, Kadam, Shil, Shabbos, Kamosh, Shabbos, Sef, Katan, Aleph, and Shal, Diyam, Levada, Yisrael, Shil, Hashem, Meir.
So it says, "Ether Yichodia, feel Maration Mishalehem." Means he knocks on the neighbor's door and says, "Can Baruch Hashem," and doesn't say what it's for.
He could do that. He could go and take it without even knocking.
Take it? You walk in and take it?
Yeah.
That's stealing?
No, because they're in Israel. I mean, the halacha assumption is they want this. They don't not aware of it, but that's what they want. So that's as if they've given rishos. It's a good riddle. Like when you're like, you know.
What?
It's a good riddle. When is it? What's it? Just take somebody else's item with it, without asking. Okay. Beis nitoisu the yorim b'chotzer. This is all talking about that nobody knew was been added. Okay. So they made the Erev Friday morning. All of a sudden, the new family moved in Friday afternoon. And remember, this fellow, his house is opening to the Chateres. He looks at the window and says, "That family's moving in. I'll be Ma'arif with the other Chatzar." So now, in that situation, then he has to ask them, because maybe even though we know they were agreeable in the morning to be part of this chatzar, we don't know that's still true when now the new person moved in.
Someone else additional moved in
from the time they made the Erev in the morning. And then the Erev was Nizkalko, so we're allowed to go, we're saying allowed to go and make the new Erev, assuming that they want to join this Chatzar. They opened the two Chatzars, they could choose which Chatzar to join. They joined Chatzar A in the morning, so Chatzar A can be Ma'arav for them, include them, assuming that they want to join again. excuse me, right? But meanwhile, something has changed. We've added a whole another person moved into this chutzah. Maybe he doesn't want to be part of this chutzah anymore. That person who has two houses, maybe because he doesn't like the new guy who moved in. So we have to ask.
But who has two houses?
There's two chutzahs next to each other, and one house opens to both chutzahs. We call it Reuven's house. Reuven's house, there's five houses in chutzah A, five houses in chutzah B, and then there's a house which opens to both chutzahs, a sixth house. Reuven's house. So Reuven can really choose in any given Shabbos which house, which chutzah he wants to join. I want to be part of this chutzah this Shabbos, I want to be part of that chutzah that Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. Because he has drishus haregel, rishus of drishus haregel through two different chutzahs. He joined the chutzah A early in the morning. The Erev was Niskalka. So comes Shimon, who lives in chutzah A, says, okay, I'm going to now be mezaka an Erev for everybody in this chutzah, because we should need an Erev chutzah, including Reuven. Okay, so we said before that we can assume Reuven wants that. So Reuven's included. Meanwhile, Shmerel moved into chutzah A. And now we have to ask Reuven before we do anything. Because maybe, since Reuven has an option of either A or B, maybe he wants B now. He doesn't want to be with Shmerel. So we have to ask him.
Maybe I'll remember. I thought he said if one person in the chaser doesn't participate, then the error is not suspected.
But in the scenario where he opens to two chaseres, if he joins chaser B, he doesn't ask for chaser A, but he cannot carry.
Right, but he's still part of chaser A.
He's part of both chaseres. He gets to choose. He gets to choose which one he wants. He cannot be ma'arav in both. He has to choose one or the other. Once he chooses one, so for this Shabbos, he's part of that one, not this part of this.
Right, but so he's effectively choosing not to participate with Chatzar A. Why can't anybody in Chatzar A, who's open only to Chatzar A, choose to opt out?
Why can't they? They could. They would ask everybody. He doesn't ask her. They would ask her. So they, but them, it doesn't make sense that they want to do that, because they end up not being allowed to carry. Unless there's...
Well, only he would not be... Oh, okay.
Right. So he ends up with no loss. Right. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah has tested the Yoram. Shalohoya be'ez hanochas the Erev. There's a new person moved in who wasn't there earlier when we made the Erev. So if the bias is chotzer to Shechetz Erev, he has to be Medim. So Mishnah Berurah says, let's explain this a little bit. Aktim hakdom ksar. Let's give a little bit of introduction over here to this halacha. For who the Kaimalam the Ba'arban Ruba Khatar Shlomidas, we've seen this idea we can make a Ruba Khatzeris for the members of the Khatsa, even though they do not are not aware of it, because we assume the schus who the Zakam Adam Shlomafonov. We call Mokam the Miesh Bakhatsa Bayas of Kusuk the Shekh Khatzeris. There's a person whose his house has access to two different Khatzeris. By him, Imarbi Shalom Shlomidiyasa, we cannot be Ma'ar for him without his agreement, because maybe he doesn't want to be part of this chutzah, he wants to be part of that chutzah. The Shem Eino Chovetz Klal La'arei B'chutzah Zu Ima Noshim Elu Ela B'chutzah Acheres. So that's in general. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, that's all talking about a case where he has not joined this chutzah prior. But he's joined over here, he's indicated he wants to be here. We assume he still wants to be here. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, but Kamer Hamachaber the Zeh Hadin Shaya Gam came ben Nitoisu the Yoram Bechotzer. The Sabazu Gam came Chetilas Erevu. That's like we're starting. As far as this person is concerned, it's like starting from scratch. I make a decision which Chotzer I want to join. Matar Las is Erev Dafka be Yidiyosam Avshalom be Yidiyosam Loi. Feel I'm Arav Me'ata Mishal. Even though I'm contributing, I mean my Arav, so I'm not costing anything. So there's no financial issue.
Who, the new person?
No, not the new person. One of the other members of the chutzah is the Erev was made. Now the Erev is, something happened to the Erev. The cat ate it. Right? So now comes along another member of the chutzah and says, I'll be married, I'll contribute, I'll replace the lost loaf of bread. Great? So this fellow who has both houses, we're calling him Reuven, had a house both, which opens to both chazeres, not causing, he has no financial loss. Reuben, he's not paying for it. Shimon's paying for it. But who said Reuben wants to join now that there's a new person in the chazer? So even if Shimon is contributing it, he still has to ask Reuben. Some say that Shimon can do this for Reuven without asking Reuven. Without the that which I can make an Erev without the individuals which are being affected input. He said, I'm contributing the bread. I can make it everybody. It's a school, so that's it. I want to be ma'ariv. People haven't contributed. I'll go take from all their houses. Shalom be the awesome. And as soon as they want to contribute. So that's this question. That's a question whether you can make that level of an assumption.
How can I assume anything? Why don't I just say Mosmicha Vera Levaraya?
Because it's beneficial for him. Otherwise, he can't carry on Shabbos.
But still, Mosmicha Vera Levaraya.
Mitzvah Levaraya is one of these phenomenally powerful dinim which has a lot of exceptions.
What's the principle?
Hamotzi Mechavei Levaraya. I once made a list of, I think, 10 exceptions to Hamotzi Mechavei Levaraya. So now we have the 11th.
So for these,
if there's a chazaka that a person wants, you know, the chazakas work all the time. Uh-huh. We're saying it's a chazaka that he wants it. Chazaka in praise of Zman, right? It can't be that he paid. What do you mean he can't pay? I'm saying I paid. No, you didn't pay. Because human beings don't pay to his man. Like, normal people, are there mashuganas? Yeah, if you're not a mashugana, okay, you can't. So you have to pay again. If you claim you paid, you say, I'm sorry. Right? We're saying psychology tells me that you didn't pay. So you owe the money still. So, like, if you would have asked me, I would have said, I'm a chalabaraya. Okay. Well, this is also chazaka. Chazaka, the person wants this. People would want this. Because otherwise they're not going to be able to carry.
How does this work with our Aleph? If a person has a home in two cities, do we have to worry about where he is and which one he wants to be part of? Is this all going to apply? Is it only one bias that's pasuch to Shteichas Eres?
It's the bias pasuch to Shteichas Eres, yeah. I mean, in a case where a person is in different cities, he can theoretically be in any given Shabbos, he's not in both places.
Right.
Over here, the point is he's in this Shabbos, he's potentially has two access points. Right. So we have to decide where to put him. Any given Shabbos, I mean, our whole Erev works that whoever is here locally is part of the Erev for the Shabbos. We rely on a lot of Erev.
Right.
We rely on what?
The Shabbos must be here.
We rely on what?
A lot of Erev. It's these Bara, who's the members of this city for this Erev, for this Shabbos, when Shabbos starts. We say, if we knew people move in, we include them too. People leave, we won't include them anymore. So we'll see more as we go along, but it's very fluid, this ownership thing. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kamushir Erev B'Tchila Soy. Now I would have written this Sif as the first Sif in all Hilchos Erev B'Chatzeres, but they didn't ask me. So what's the shear of an Erev B'Tchila Soy? You're going to make an Erev, like it says, opposed to Shirayim, if we started with a larger amount and some is left. We're talking about the when you're making the Erev, how much do you have to, how big does it have to be? B'Zman Shem Shemona Oser or Pachis, Sh'ura Kegergris L'Chol Echot. If there's 18 people or less, the shear is a gergeris per person. Okay?
Per household?
Per household, yes. Vim heim yes mishon aser. If, however, there is more than 18 people here, I feel him elef for yosu, even with 1,000 or more shiur mozin shtei sudas sheim shonaser gergeris. So the shiur is 18 gergeris. Shame kishishabeyim, shame shame kishmanabeyim. I mean, machloikas is this the shiur? Is this the size of 6 beyim or the size of 8 beyim? Machloikas, machloikas in the Gemara, and machloikas with Shem Hadapaskin. Okay. Mishabur Yud. If there's more than 18 people, she do not eat gergeris per person. But this loaf of bread, which is the size of the equivalent of 18, the volume of 18 gros, is large enough. But so the shear shmona also gros, who shear hayosu gadol. So 18 gergeris is the largest amount that you're going to need. Shu shir shtei sudas, which is the same thing as the shir of two sudas. Shir is that die filo be'elef chazal, we're not mechayev you to put down more in that situation.
9 gergeris is the shir of sudas.
Correct. Because of shir shtei sudas, retolomer shir gam kein shtei sudas. So this shir is 18 gergeris, which is also the equivalent of two sudas. How big is that?
How did it get to that just now?
The loss of the Mechaber is, if there's more than 18 people, the shear is more than Shtei Sudas, which is 18 Gergeris. 18 Gergeris and Shtei Sudas are the same size. So basically, we've been given three sizes over here, which are all the same. There's 18 Gergeris, more than Shtei Sudas, and 6 or 8 Bein, whatever you hold, are all the same amount. Right, so if you say that it's 6, there are 3 gergeris in each kebeya. So 18 gergeris is the same thing as 6 eggs divided by 3. If you hold that the shear is shmarta beyim, so each gergeris is more than a third. Same kashisha beyim. So, like the mishabura, hainu beklipasan. When we measure the size of the beya, we're talking about a beya, the volume of an egg, together with the klipa. When we measure the shear of a kebeya, the gabi certain halachas, we assume it means the size of the egg without the klipa. But for this calculation, most calculations, the shear of a beya is with the, it means the egg within the shell. The shell, plus there's a little bit of airspace, etc., adds a certain amount of volume to the egg. I think the assumption of the price it adds about how much it adds, somewhere between 10% to up to, I think, 20% to up to 20%, between 10 and 20%. How much is adding? So we take the volume of 6 eggs, or preferably the volume of 8 eggs, make a loaf which is that large, and that's the shear.
Loaf?
A loaf of bread. Right? So this machloek is in the Gemara, how large this is. This is Masr Shtei Sudas. So you cut it in half, that's the mazon of one suda. That's the argument, whether a pras is three bayim or four bayim. A pras means a half. Kedei achilas pras is a b'chloes, whether it means the time it takes to eat three bayim or four bayim, depending on this gemara, which says the more is one suda, is a six bayim or eight bayim. So the more, you know, ends up tying all those halachas together again. So Mishnah Berurah says, preferably you should go with the larger shear, and b'di'evad you go with the smaller shear. The Rambam is a smaller shear, and Rashi paskins the Rashi, and then the Balei Tosfos, etc., paskin the larger shear. Okay. Yeah. That's talking about Erev B'Tchilah. So when you're making it originally, that's how large it has to be. Okay. Dalit. Nismait Mishiuroi. So you set it out with that amount. But it some of it got eaten, got wet, and wasn't useful anymore. Something happened to it. Achash Nichlas HaShabbos Rishana. So, beginning when the Shabbos started, the first you made the Erev, then the Shabbos started. The Erev was still intact. So, when the Erev was supposed to take effect, the first Shabbos, it was still intact. Now, it was Nismayit. The Shabbos Hilah Kosher Avla Shar Shabbos. So, since it was originally the right amount, and there's something left of it, so that's what Mishnah Berurah called before, so then you do not need, that's sufficient. That's all you need to do. So, what's the shear over here? Mishnah Berurah, Nismayit Mishiuroi. So, it depends on what you're talking about. You're talking about if there's only 10 people in the Chatzar, it would be the size of 10 Krogeris. If it was 20 people in the Chatzar, it would be the size of 18 Krogeris. Mishiuroi, Krogeris, Cholechot, or Shtei Sudas, Lubin Rubin. If it's just a few people, the shear would be a gregarious per person. If it's a larger amount, we say you go both to the din of roi, which is the scenario where there's a large amount of people. 18 most of the students, 18 gregarious is sufficient. Okay, if, however, this diminishing of the bread took place prior to Shabbos starting. That was the first case which he said in Sif Aleph, that in that situation you need a full shear Erev because there hasn't been an Erev yet. If something is left over, it's kosher. That which Chazal Mechai B'Shir was in the original act of making the Erev Chateris. This is true in both types of scenarios of Erev and Shituf. There is a shear. That shear is only in the first original round of taking effect. Then he said, as long as kosher was left, it's kosher, even for the other Shabbosses later on. Now, this whole discussion of having something left over is relevant for the next Shabbos. But on this Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos was intact, and then it got eaten after Shabbos was after Ben Hashemoshes. You ought to carry the rest of Shabbos because Ben Hashemoshes, when the Erev took effect, it was an Erev. I remember Rambam Shikos at the dinner, the Nishtar Kosher who rock was on a Shas. Shayois and Ruvah Chazer, Shud the Vuvuz, Kolechim, if they had some. So he wants to argue that that whole Allah is always on a Shas, that they would, each Chatz would make its own Ruvah Chazer or its own Shittuf and Mavuz. Rashi Ali Dali Regir Alas, a Shittuf, Erev, Beyach, we combine the whole city. I do want to take a look at the Bir Locha. Let's finish Mishnah Berurah first. says kosher even the shasher bus is a shana. Yitzayin avakai malon the b'simin shin samach vav said vav the aim arvim prusa. It's all, the only half of the bread is left, so it's a prusa. You can't make an error with a prusa. That's because when you started using it, it wasn't complete. When you made it originally, it was a complete loaf, and afterwards, even though afterwards it got broken open, it's a prusa less than bought. If nothing was diminished, it just was broke, the bread was broken, you broke bread, right? Even though nothing was diminished, you still have a full shear, but that itself is not a sholem. Well, when you made it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was a sholem. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it broke open. Somebody broke it open. So now at the beginning, when it's chal at 7 o'clock, it's being chal in a prusa. Well, when you made the erev, it wasn't a prusa. Is that acceptable or not? So that's what he's saying. In that situation, summer machna. Okay.
Well,
it was a whole loaf originally.
And it was reduced?
It wasn't reduced, it was just broken.
That's what I mean,
maybe. Right. So the case is before we're talking about that the amount of the actual amounts of bread was reduced. That was the cases before. Over here, nothing's been.
Less than the shear.
Earlier in the shear, right?
Less than the shear, right?
But over here, now we're grappling. Now we're just grappling with the dinner brusa.
As much as the full shear.
Correct. Correct. Excellent. Okay. So let's see the Berlocha. So the Smaga Ram introduced the difference between the din of Shirayim, Shiraya Erev, that if when you made the Erev originally, it was a full amount, and when the first Shabbos took effect, it was a full amount, and then it was after, subsequently, it was Nismayit, that can work for the upcoming Shabbos as well, because then a Shirayim of the Erev. So my Rambam said that's only Bisman Mom that they were doing each chatzar independently. But you're doing the whole city, or that you can't do. Zibir Locha. I'm Mishab Rambam. Shkasav the Shem Magen Ram. Lav Daf Lav Diriyatsma. Who the Emes before came a Dibri Ben Yonasim and Sugizu. It's not the Magen Ram's Kedush. It's Ben Yonasim. Chen Hu Das Rashi. Was Lish and Shom. The High Lomra Dibri Yosikoi. That halacha that you need a shear was only said b'tchila, but once it's in a case of shirayim, you don't need a shear. Okay, mashik sav the yesh cholkim hudas a tour shaposik b'shem shem hizayin the sama l'shita b'mokam iru a posik to everybody who yirukim the shear b'chol shu al nashilu b'chol gavni kosher b'nishtayir. Remember the ma'ari shahar yishatubim of us. Feel on the shark club room with Hesaris, Nami Kosher, because you're somewhere on the sheet of Malcolm Erev. We do the sheet of and the sheet and the Erev together. Sheet of my voice. You know, I have to look this up. There's another connection. I don't remember the details. A case of Shituf. It's in Shin Pei Vav. I have to remember the details over there. That by adding, I have to look it up before I discuss intelligently. So Lina, I'll look at that before we do that. Before that parallel. That's just to Sifhei. So the bread is still here, it's just moldy, or it's wormy. So that's not like it's not here anymore. Okay, and we're talking about it's much of the loaf which that happened to. That's the amount that it's not here anymore. That's why we use matzahs in general, because that usually lasts longer. We can keep those matzahs over Pesach. We don't have to come up with a different erev for Pesach, and this way we can just do the same erev for the whole year. Even though the Gemara said they used to make an erev every Shabbos, and really it was better, there's a mitzvah to make an error every Shabbos, but on a practical level, we don't want to do that. We're afraid you're going to forget. But if they want to do it every week, that's fine. And then you would eat it on Shabbos. Why eat it on Shabbos? Because you can eat it on the weekdays also, but you would use it for the mitzvah. We have a concept to use it for the mitzvah of Erev, use it for the mitzvah of Lech Mishnah, and then next Shabbos you'll do it again. If they want to do that, they're allowed to do that. Okay, I'll leave Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.